Yeah, I've had that happen twice in my career. Once I made it, once I didn't. So, the second time I was a little bit better off financially, so that turned out pretty good. But, but I was able to find another job, like, relatively short order. And that was the second time. And the first time, I was working for a big company, and I called my supervisor up, and they had this big meeting in Grand Rapids, and everybody had to be there, and I was one of the ones that was uninvited, and I got all nervous, and I called my boss up. Him and I get along real good, and I said, hey, Greg, why is there this big meeting, and I'm not invited? If I need, do I need to know something? And he goes, yeah, this isn't a meeting that you need to be at. So I said, okay. And he says, and you're not to call anybody. So that's when I figured out that time I was on the good side of it. So I guess in my career, I only got another couple more years to work, but in my career, I bet 50-50.
Yeah, I feel like a cat with 9 lives. Like, I keep on using my lives. Every time, but yeah, no, I've gone through this before, and I've never been in a position where I had to really worry about it. It's just, the thing is this was bad timing, you know, with the, you know, old house, new house, and things kind of in limbo. I'm not in a, a comfortable state right now. I'm in kind of like a, what do they call it, there's a word for it. It's like limbo, but it's like a limbatic state or something. I forgot what the term was. I had a liminal space. There you go. I'm in a liminal space right now where you're kind of just looking down the hallway and kind of in between.
Yeah, I get it. So, like I said, both times I knew it was coming. I just didn't know what side of the fence I was on, so... I was really surprised because at that time, the time I survived it, I had the Kalamazoo market, and the other guy had the Grand Rapids market. So I figured the guy that had the Grand Rapids market was going to be the one that survived, and he didn't. And the reason I survived is because, I'll tell you a real quick IT story. Remember when we had to do all the networking ourselves and 192, 168, we got 1.2, 3, 4, you know, everything else? I knew how to do all of that stuff, and the other guy didn't, and that was the reason I survived, because it really had nothing to do with sales or anything else, or merit or seniority, it was whatever. The guy that had to make the decisions, he just didn't want to go and have to do every one of those. So sometimes it pays to have a little bit of knowledge. So with that, I got to let you go, dude. I am pulling in the work parking lot, and the people are here waiting for me to shut the alarm off and open the door. So... 73s, have a good day, and hope all goes well with the house. NAKPP.